Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Friday, April 30th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, individuals 18 and older can walk up with no appointment for their COVID-19 vaccination Friday, April 30th from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. or while supplies last. Location is at the Hardy County Civic Center, located at 515 Civic Center Drive in Wauchula. Photo ID is required along with proof of residency. And an area of Ohio Street between West Main Street and Palmetto Street will be closed today from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. for water and sewer taps. Local traffic only can enter from the north side. Please take necessary precautions for our workers in the area. Your local events, the Ladies Ministries of Faith Temple Ministries Church of God will be hosting their annual spring yard sale today and tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. at 701 North 7th Avenue in Wauchula. Lots of good items, so stop by and find a bargain. In your jobs here in the area, Liberty Health Services is looking for a patient advocate. Requirements include excellent oral and written skills, Microsoft Office proficiency, 3 years of retail and customer service experience, and you must be at least 21 years of age. Professional site development is looking for a project manager. A bachelor's degree in a relevant field is preferred, and a driver's license and 5 years of civil construction and project management experience are required. And Innovar Structures is looking for carpenters. 5 years of construction experience and carpentry experience are required, and a driver's license is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, feels like 95, mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is excellent, maximum UV index is 10, very high. Winds west at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 9. Humidity is very humid, 54%. The dew point 68, cloud cover 26%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, patchy fog early this morning, partly cloudy, highs around 90 with west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 60s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs around 90, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain, and Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is withdrawing a proposal to revise the handling requirements under the federal marketing order for tomatoes grown in Florida. The Packer.com reports after feedback from industry stakeholders, the USDA determined there is insufficient support for the proposed changes recommended by the Florida Tomato Committee. The proposal included bringing previously exempt Roma tomatoes under the marketing order's handling regulations, developing exemption language for greenhouse and hydroponic tomatoes, and reviving pack and container requirements. California's 2020 almond acreage is estimated at 1.6 million acres, 5.3% higher than 2019, according to USDA data from the National Ag Statistics Service. Of the total acreage for 2020, 1.25 million acres were bearing, 5.9% above 2019, and 350,000 acres were non-bearing, up 2.9%. Fresno, Kern, Stanislaus, Merced, and Madera counties accounted for 73% of the total bearing acreage. A big day Wednesday for U.S. potato growers when the Mexican Supreme Court ruled in a unanimous 5-0 vote to overturn a 2017 lower court decision that prevented the Mexican federal government from implementing regulations to allow fresh U.S. potatoes imported throughout the country. The ruling, cheered by the National Potato Council and Potatoes USA, marks the end of a decade-long legal process that began when Mexico's potato industry sued its government to prevent competition from imports.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown JJ Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Social media often gets a bad rap, but one great benefit of the platform is their ability to allow consumers to follow farmers and ranchers around the world to see firsthand what goes on at a farm. The problem is that not every farmer knows how to create a successful social media page, and getting the right tips and tricks can make a huge difference in building a brand and gaining additional customers. The Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association will be offering a virtual bootcamp that will help producers learn how to effectively use social media to get their message out to consumers. This training is for producers who are either starting a new social media strategy or revamping an existing one. The hour-long boot camps start on Tuesday, May 25th, with a Social Media 101 discussion. It then continues on Wednesday, May 26th, with a How to Tell Your Story, and will conclude on Tuesday, June 8th, with training on how to discuss issues in agriculture. The panels will include industry experts, as well as growers that have implemented successful social media strategies. For more information, you can go to the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association website at www.gfvga.org. To register for this bootcamp, go to www.gfvaga.org/page/social-media-bootcamp.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander. Amazon's pandemic boom isn't showing any signs of slowing down. The company said its first quarter profit more than tripled from a year ago, fueled by the growth of online shopping. It also posted revenue of more than $100 billion, the second quarter in a row that the company has passed that milestone. A bounce back for McDonald's as COVID restrictions were lifted across the United States. McDonald's revenue jumped 9% to $5.1 billion for the January to March period, better than most had expected. On Wall Street, stocks end higher, pushing the S&P to a record high. The Dow gained 240 points to 34,060. The NASDAQ was up 31 points to 14,082, and the S&P 500 closed at 4,211. With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with last night's NFL draft, round one anyway. Signal callers taken with the first three picks.
As expected, the Jaguars took Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence with the first overall pick. Lawrence won a national championship as a freshman and was the Heisman Trophy runner-up his junior year last season before entering the draft. Quarterbacks also were taken with the next two picks. BYU's Zach Wilson went second to the Jets, and North Dakota State's Trey Lance headed to the 49ers at number three. The Falcons used the fourth choice to land Florida tight end Kyle Pitts, and LSU wideout Jamar Chase went fifth to the Bengals. I'm Dave Ferry.
In the NBA yesterday, it was Brooklyn over the Pacers 130-113. The Mavericks mastered the Pistons 115-105. Houston 143, Milwaukee 136. It was Minnesota over Golden State 126-114. The Nuggets top Toronto 121-111. New Orleans 109, OKC 95. This is SRN Sports. Lots of Major League Baseball yesterday. In the American League, the A's mastered Tampa Bay 3-2, while the Orioles stopped the Yankees 4-3. Seattle 1, Houston nothing. The White Sox over Detroit twice in a doubleheader, 3-1 and 11-0. It was Texas 4 and Boston 1. In the National League, Cardinals 4, Phillies 3. The Brewers got the better of the Dodgers 2-1. It was the Cubs 9, Atlanta 3, and Arizona over Colorado by a 5-3 score. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Carolina 3, Red Wings 1, the Islanders over the Rangers 4-0. Devils 5, Flyers 3, the Bruins beat the Sabres 5-2. Pittsburgh needed overtime to edge the Washington Capitals 5-4, while Toronto beat Vancouver 4-1. Florida 4, Chicago 3 in OT. The Blues got the better of Minnesota 5-4. They needed overtime as well. Calgary 3, Edmonton 1. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they, at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: with great power comes a great electricity bill. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.